This could be the reality for all new cars by 2026. There's a proposed law hidden deep within the trillion-dollar U.S. infrastructure bill that demands every vehicle sold after 2026 to come standard with a kill switch. This device can remotely shut down your vehicle, and when it happens, there is nothing you can do about it. But it's not just about turning off engines. There's a big conversation happening around safety and privacy. Let's break it down. The goal here is to make roads safer by stopping impaired or dangerous drivers. But with new tech comes new concerns. Could this kill switch be misused? Could it infringe on our personal lives without our consent? On one hand, the kill switch could be a game changer for law enforcement, helping prevent high-speed chases and impaired driving. But on the flip side, there are serious worries about privacy and government control. Think about it, our cars already know a lot about us, where we go, when we go there. If the government could track this, it's like being under a microscope 24/7. In other words, they are trying to mandate that there be technology in every new vehicle sold after 2026 that evaluates your driving performance, gives you a scorecard while you're driving, and if you fail, it will disable the vehicle and put you on the side of the road. Government officials around the world are fighting for the kill switch to become a requirement in all new cars, whether we like it or not. And let's not forget cybersecurity. With cars connected to wireless networks, there's a risk of hackers taking control. Just imagine the chaos if the wrong people got their hands on this power.